lot of us say that we want more meaning in our lives, to be part of something greater than ourselves, to feel more connected to other people in the universe. This begins with becoming more connected with who we are and more self-aware of what's unconsciously motivating us. Welcome to Stoic Wellbeing. I'm your host, Sarah Megatel, an American in England who uses stoicism and other techniques to help my coaching clients become more present, productive, and open-hearted. I am here to help you too. Visit stoicwellbeing.com to learn more. What is a place that's been on your list for a while, but you just haven't gotten there yet? It might even be your dream place, but you feel for some reason you have to save it for a special occasion or wait until you meet that perfect person before you can go. Go now. Make it happen. You never know what's going to happen in the future. I live in England, and when my mom flies over here to visit me, we often go traveling to another country, usually Italy. We love the food. We love the scenery. We are also part Italian, and so we love that ancestral connection that we have, and our trips to Sicily that we've made to the town where my great-grandparents came from. Those are some of the most special moments of my life. My mother and I are also part Ukrainian, and Ukraine was always one of our, of course, we're going to get there someday places. Well, that's obviously not going to happen anytime soon due to Russia's invasion. They are blowing up buildings, forcing people to flee their homes. There's no sign of this stopping anytime soon, but the Ukrainians are putting up one hell of a fight. I'm feeling a lot of Ukrainian pride. Most of the world is standing with them, and I obviously stand with them as well. And so I decided to create a fundraiser to support the Ukrainian people and to support you as well. I developed an audio course called Calm the Chaos, which is designed to help you shift from overwhelmed to at ease. And all of the profits between now and May 28th will go to Nova Ukraine, and that is an organization that's providing humanitarian aid to Ukrainian refugees. Life feels pretty chaotic right now for many people, and while it's really important to stay mindful of what's happening globally and to do our part in the world, we also need to take care of our own mental health. It's actually Mental Health Awareness Month as I'm recording this, and I just want to take a moment to reflect on the word awareness. How much time and space do we give ourselves to check in? Usually not that much. We go on autopilot and then we wonder why we can't sleep, why our focus is all over the place. We're in a constant state of busyness, often to numb out a sort of feeling of low-level anxiety. And it's not just the war in Ukraine or the pandemic. The world these days, it feels very fast-paced and very angry. You might be feeling afraid to say anything online or maybe even anything in real life because you don't want a bunch of hate getting thrown your way. You might be feeling like you have so much that you want to do that you don't end up doing anything, or so afraid that you need to be perfect at what you do, or comparing yourself to somebody else and like worried like, God, I could never live up to what that person is doing. And so that feeling just leaves you paralyzed. These are totally normal thoughts and feelings, and you don't have to stay stuck there. And this is why I created Calm the Chaos. In this course, I am blending Stoic wisdom with modern psychology to help you feel less anxious in your mind and body, to be more present with your friends and family and yourself, and to help you live with more intention and less regret, and to stop worrying so much about what other people think. Go to sarahmegatel.com/calmthechaos. I will include the link in the episode notes. Head on over there to access the audio course. And again, I'm donating everything that this makes between now and May 28th to help the Ukrainian people. And I'm going to give you a little taste of the course right now by sharing the introduction. So here is to calming the chaos. Welcome to Calm the Chaos. In this audio course, you will learn ancient and modern practices to enhance your well-being so you can live a more peaceful, compassionate, and happy life. These days, life can feel fast-paced and chaotic for a lot of us. The weeks are flying by and our to-do lists aren't getting any shorter. Our attention spans are shot. Society feels ever more divisive, especially online. And this can leave us feeling frazzled, afraid to speak our minds or to follow through on the dreams that we have for ourselves. Because what would people say if I did this, or if I said this, or if I posted this? During our time together, we are going to slow things down and train your mind to minimize anxiety and overwhelm and increase feelings of tranquility and contentment. We are only on this earth for a moment. How do you want to wake up feeling every day? You get to choose. I know what I want for you. At the end of your life, I want you to say, I went all in. I dared to grow. I thrived and I felt alive. and every moment mattered. I want you to enjoy the time that you have here on Earth, to live a life without regrets, and to show up for yourself, your community, and the world at large. This means living with arete, which is ancient Greek for excellence. About 2,300 years ago in Athens, Stoicism developed as a practical philosophy to teach us how to live a good life by living with arete, living as our highest selves. At its core, Stoicism teaches you how to live your values, be a person of excellent character who looks out for others, take things less personally, stop worrying about things that are beyond your control, bounce back stronger after hard times, and much more. But before we go on, let me clear up some confusion about the difference between capital S Stoic and lowercase Stoic, that adjective. So when people use the adjective Stoic, that lowercase Stoic, they usually mean somebody who ignores or pushes down their emotions. They keep things to themselves. They don't seek support. Maybe they're considered emotionless rocks. Uppercase Stoicism means the complete opposite. Stoics, capital S Stoics, cultivate healthy emotions and manage unhealthy ones. They don't try to force things away like anxiety and anger. They're present with emotions like this, and they question them and they seek the truth about them. Throughout this course, I will be sharing ancient Stoic tools that you can use to increase your self-awareness, be more present, and respond to life in a mindful way instead out of emotion or habit. I'm Sarah Micatel, a student of Stoicism, a certified clarity coach, and host of the Live Without Borders podcast, and I will be your guide for this course. I'm an American in England, and for years, I have been interviewing women like myself who packed up everything to start a new adventure in another part of the world, global citizens. And one of the core values that I talk about on my podcast and also with my coaching clients is, you will never have this day again. Make it matter. It's my softer way of saying, if you died tomorrow, would you be satisfied with how you lived this day? The Stoics talked about this all the time. Nearly 2,000 years ago in Rome, the Stoic Emperor Marcus Aurelius said, you could leave life right now. Let that determine what you do and say and think. That's from the Meditations. So if this were your last day, how would you spend it? Who would you be with? How would you treat them? What would you let go of? To get the most out of this audio course, make a plan now for when you will listen to it each day. On your morning walk, during breakfast, lying in bed when you wake up. When will you listen each day? And also, when are you going to put what you learn into practice? That's essential. If you're like me, you love learning and love courses, and it's so fun to listen to them, but they can only change your life if you actually put what you learn into practice. To help you do this, I encourage you to treat yourself to a digital detox during our time together. Many people grab their phone first thing in the morning, and when we spend our first waking hours doom scrolling, it really clouds our mind, increases our anxiety, and just steals time away from what we really want to be doing. You probably already know that social media is designed to addict you, and a lot of news, especially TV news, is designed to scare and anger you. Globally, people spend about 2.5 hours on social media each day, and even more time watching TV. The author of The Human Face of Big Data wrote that the average person today processes more data in a single day than a person in the 1500s did in their entire lifetime. And that book was published in 2012. It's also a documentary. But we've got a lot more data flying at us now. We are bombarded with so much information. It is no wonder that we feel tired and overwhelmed at the end of the day. So it's our job to be mindful of who and what gets to occupy our attention. Try eliminating social media for the next 10 days or limiting check-ins and posting to specific times. The same goes for checking the news. Pick a time to listen to the news or however you like to consume the news, and choose a reliable source dedicated to sharing actual news rather than a news source that's committed to purposefully enraging people for the sake of ad dollars. Whether you cut out media consumption or minimize your use, please stay off the electronics in the morning. This includes checking email, dating app swiping, and definitely social media. I'm not saying to live under a rock, but to keep the first part of your day, at least the first hour, as sacred so you can set the tone for the rest of your day. Reclaim your time and attention and start feeling better when you wake up in the morning. If you feel addicted to your phone in the morning, try adding some friction to your autopilot routine. For example, if you immediately grab your phone, you check email, you check Instagram, whatever app is driving this craving, delete the app from your phone and enable two-factor authentication if that's available. This extra step not only protects your data, it makes it harder for you to scroll without thinking. It forces you to be more mindful of what you're doing, to be more present in your life. It really doesn't take that long at all to add these apps back onto your phone if that's what you want to do later. But just that little bit of space, it really makes you more conscious of your own behavior. As mentioned before, many apps on our phones are designed to addict us. So the thought of not using them in the morning might have you feeling a little bit anxious right now. The thought might even feel a little bit painful. I'd like you to focus instead on the freedom that you will be gaining and all the other benefits of having a clearer mind in the morning and just setting the tone with the intention that you want, the feelings that you want for the day. And this is true of any habit or lifestyle change that you want to create. Don't focus on what you're giving up. Focus on what you're getting, on why you want to make the change. Why is it important to you? And then embrace the change instead of dragging your feet. You choose this because it's good for you. You get to do this. Lucky you. And you can do this. You are so much stronger and more capable than you give yourself credit for. The ancient Stoic Seneca said that what we do is who we are, and creating good habits will help us become better people. Sometimes we have to will ourselves into doing the right thing until it feels like the only thing we want to do. Once you start protecting yourself from all the digital clutter, your days will start feeling a lot more peaceful. You'll feel sharper, more in tune with yourself. So what will you do with this extra time that you have in the morning? Well, as a coach, I include Stoicism, the Enneagram, and modern psychology into my practice. And I will talk more about the Enneagram later, but for now, I will just mention a part of this typology system that says we have three intelligence centers. That is three ways of taking information in this world through our head, our heart, and our body. Some of us take in the world in a more instinctual way, some more through emotions, some more through our heads. We each have a dominant intelligence center, and the goal is to get ourselves in balance. So if you feel like you are all up in your head and want to connect more with your emotions, try listening to classical music in the morning. I made a Spotify playlist for you called Classical Morning Music, which you can find in the episode notes of this intro. If you feel like you're at the mercy of your emotions, you might want to connect more with your body in the morning. So start off moving in a way that's fun for you. This could be walking outside, biking, dancing around your living room. Nature is always a great option. And if you want to get more in touch with your mind, you could journal, read, or meditate, which strengthens your mind, body, and spirit. Studies show that even 1 minute of meditation can have a really positive impact on your health. Finally, I want to share a breathing technique that you can use when you wake up, when you go to bed, and really anytime you want to relax your nervous system. So let's do that together right now. You're going to breathe in through your nose for a count of seven. Hold, and then exhale through your nose for a count of nine. Let's do that right now. Deep belly breath in through your nose. Hold, and exhale back out through your nose. When you do this, breathe deeply in and out through your stomach. Let your belly get nice and big with your breathing. Okay, let's do it again. In for seven, nice, slow, deep belly breaths, hold, exhale back out through the nose for nine, really deep belly breaths, let it all hang out. Doesn't that feel amazing? If you are just listening to me and not actually doing this exercise, rewind and do your belly breaths. This will instantly calm you down and make you feel great. And you can choose how long you inhale and exhale. Do what's comfortable for you. Just make sure the exhale lasts longer than the inhale. Breathing deeply like this activates your parasympathetic nervous system, and this slows down your heart rate and makes you feel more relaxed. All right, shall we do it one more time? Slow, deep belly breath. Inhale through the nose. Really let that belly swell, hold, and slowly exhale through the nose. Magic. All right. How are you feeling? You are doing great. Thank you so much for being present here with me today and for dedicating time to your well-being. When you feel happier, healthier, and more resilient, the benefits ripple far beyond you. Before I let you go, do you remember what your mini assignment is? Delete those unhelpful and/or addictive apps from your phone and decide when and if you will check social media on your desktop. 2, choose how you want to feel when you wake up in the morning and what kind of experiences can get you there. And 3, decide when you will listen to these lessons every day. Again, you will find a link to the Spotify playlist that I created for you in the episode's notes for this intro and some other helpful links. That's all for now. Thank you so much for your presence today, and I will speak to you in the next lesson.